This conference is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Please go ahead. All lines are open.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Louise. Jonathan, this is Natalie. Would you like me to do a roll call?
Yes, apologies. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the GERC GNSO Consultation Group meeting on the 17th of June, 2014. On the call today, we have Anna Neves, Avery Doria, Suzanne Riddell, and Jonathan Robinson. We have an apology from Manal Ismail. And from staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Olaf Nordling, Julia Charvolin, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Jonathan.
Hi, everyone, and thank you very much, Natalie. Welcome to all of you who could make the call. I know it's a very busy time this week in the run-up to the ICANN meeting. If you're feeling anything like me, you'll be feeling like the more you do, the more there seems to appear to be that needs to get done. So what we'll try and keep this efficient and perhaps even finish ahead of the hour. There are, first of all, let's just make sure we look at the items on the agenda. And prior to even going through those three items, I suggest that we have a quick look at the action items from last week's meeting. So I'll run through those quickly, and while I do, you can think about if there's anything else you'd like to see on the agenda that isn't currently present. So we last week committed to provide comments on the GNSO liaison spec, and we've now finalized that and created it in a draft version for circulation to both GAC and GNSO, which reminds me that it hasn't been sent to the council, and so I'll make sure that gets done. In addition, we talked about presenting the first two steps during one of the work tracks, the first two steps of the PDP, but showing the chart with all the PDP phases, and then, of course, taking input from the survey to determine elements of how GAC input should be triggered. Dan, you're going to review some comments and questions. I think we'll come back to that when we look at the work track itself, if there is anything more to be added or modified there. Recognize the need to, which is a key question, really, what's the impact of the GAC involvement? It's all very well saying, well, here's an opportunity to get involved, but what is the impact or consequence of that? And came up with some practical suggestions on how to handle that, including support, reactions, possibly a triage committee on the GAC, and so on, and agreed to add these into presentation, which I'm not sure. Maybe someone can confirm to me if they are aware if these have been added into the presentation at this stage or not. All right, that we need to check for that. Right, so the agenda looks at reviewing the... welcome, David, if you can hear us in the Adobe Connect room. David's cake has just joined. The agenda looks at reviewing the presentation for London, looking at any refinements to the work track, and then thinking about where we might go post-London. Marika, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. Sorry, I was a little bit slow to react on your question and just quickly looking at the presentation, but we did include a slide, although I don't see the number now, but I can sing the presentation. So you can see the one where we actually indeed highlighted some of the ideas being explored, indeed leaving it as just suggestions at this time and no concrete proposals yet, but those ideas are mentioned here.
Perfect. That's exactly what we intended. I noticed that David says he can't hear anything, although I think we have got people using the Adobe Connect audio, so it's not that there's necessarily a fault with that. Anna Neves asked in the chat, what is the GAP triage committee? Anna, really, this was a suggestion that came up on the last call, and anyone else feel free to add to this, but it was really, we were looking at, in a discussion on the last call, what happens? It's all very well saying here are the opportunities for intervention, but what's the consequence, or what might happen there? And one suggestion was that the GAP has the so-called triage committee, which is typically early processing of information or a situation. And so the proposal was that the GAC would have some sort of committee for dealing with output from the GNSO such that it wasn't just falling broadly on the GAC, but actually it was processed with a view to trying to identify implications or public policy concerns or so on. Olaf.
Just to continue along that track. I mean, mark that such a triage committee doesn't exist for the time being within the GAC, but it does within the CCNSO, and with the purpose of prioritizing matters arriving to the CCNSO, and in a sense, that's done by the chair and vice chairs in GAC, but proposal here was to have a triage committee that specifically could deal with assessing priorities and make a first check on matters coming from the GNSO and make the judgment that, well, this is important for the GAC, this is, implies public policy, this, on the other hand, does not. And something in between this may, and also assess some kind of processing for these matters. So it's, for the time being, it's just a suggestion, an idea.
Yeah, thanks for that further clarification, Olaf. Just to note your voice, you are speaking again, just if you can make sure the microphone is as close as possible, the volume set right. And also there is some background noise, so someone hasn't got their mic on mute who isn't talking, so just to remind people to have your microphone on mute. Next up, we've got Suzanne. Suzanne, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Olaf. I did also have some suggested edits for that. This is sort of our next to last page, yes? I was wondering if we might, and sorry to impose on Marika. Marika, you've done a stunning job again with the presentation. I wonder if we could paginate the slide so that there may be questions coming from the room while we're making the presentation, and people might want to bounce back and forth. But in the slide deck I have, it's the next to the last page, the ideas being explored. And perhaps what we can do is modify that bullet slightly to say GAC consider creating a triage committee to assess priorities or something like that to indicate we're looking to colleagues to help assess how best to make these assessments. And then if I could close with just a question, will we be going through the slide deck sort of page by page? I had a few edits to suggest, but I defer to you, Jonathan. Thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne. I'm just noting that Avery and David have got some technical problems with audio, so I want to just pause a moment and see if we can't make sure. Can I just check, David or Avery, can you hear me? Sounds like they're struggling to dial in and weren't. I must say, I noticed on the, I don't know who else is on the Connect audio, but I was connected both via Adobe Connect and on the telephone, which I'm now using, and my sound came in and out on Adobe Connect. So I wonder if whoever's running the Adobe can just check that there is audio there as well. All right, we will go through the presentation, and Marika's kindly volunteered to... hi, welcome back, Avery. Avery, are you on Adobe Connect or are you dialed in?
Thank you.
Yes, so Suzanne, my view is we should probably page through the presentation, and there seems to be a fault with the Adobe Connect audio, so we now have Avery on the audio, and I think we should page through it. My sense is that the presentation could do with a sort of overall, I don't want to take anything away from Marika and your compliments, because Marika, I'm Marika's, one of her big fans. She's been tremendously helpful in working with me, but I think the presentation could do with some kind of overall polish up, but that's the last step. I think getting the substance right is the most important. So it seems to me that going through a walkthrough on a slide-by-slide basis will be sensible. So I think that would be useful then if someone else controls that. I'm not sure who can Marika or someone from staff confirm to me who controls the walkthrough of the presentation. Are you able to do that?
Yeah, this is Marika. I can move the slides. So I want to see the same
thing. All right, please do so when asked, and then we'll just seek comments. So the first is the background. I think the background, my personal view is that those couple of bullets are a little wordy and could do with a bit more other detail at the background, because we leap straight into work track two. We don't say, look, we've got two work tracks and so on. So we could do a little bit more work on introduction. So that'll be my 2 cents worth. That's a note to improve the introduction and context setting, but you know, no issue with the content. So what I'm going to do is, everyone, I'm just going to ask Marika to page through the slides, and please put up your hand if you have a comment on the slide in question. So here we go into work track one, and clearly, as I said a moment ago, I'd like to see us have a bit more introduction to describe that there are two work tracks, how we're approaching it, and so on. But in essence, we cover this here, how we're dealing with work track one. Next. Now we go on to the detail of the GNSO liaison to the GAC and the objectives. Next. Can we just clarify what why one line is highlighted in red, and then go. So I could ask for clarification from Marika, perhaps.
This is Marika. That is actually not my highlighting, but I suspect that those may have been the changes that Manal made on the version that I had circulated, and she possibly did that just to highlight what she had added. But it's just my assumption.
No problem. That's fine. That's what I thought. So that emphasis will go, just to be clear to everyone. These are the most recent changes. Avery, go ahead with any question or point.
Yeah, it was on the previous slide, I believe, and perhaps it was just me reading it correctly, but a recently departed GNSO counselor just does not sound right to an American ear.
Be careful or you'll become a recently departed GNSO counselor.
Rest in
peace. Thanks, Avery. I appreciate the point. That's the kind of thing that I mean. Overall, there's a kind of polish that needs to be done. We know what we mean, but it might not be understood. Thanks. Marika, I know you're going to take note of these anyway. Right, so if we could move forward. And next. So here we talk about the practical working of what our expectations are, and really, I mean, this is about trying to make sure that it's absolutely understood, so that when it comes to the GNSO and or the GAC supporting this appointment of the liaison, there's no surprises later. That so I think we need to really make the point home on a couple of these. In particular, probably the most sensitive issue, I suspect, is, or at least making it clear that the intention is to be relatively well exposed to GAC meetings, which are, in part, can be closed. Right, next. And here's the desired outcome. Noting that in this case, a detailed specification, and we might want to highlight this, Marika, so if you could note here, when we approve the detailed specification, we effectively also approve the appointment and removal mechanisms. So I think we should probably say including appointment and removal mechanisms or something to that effect. Explanation of the GNSO Council PDP liaisons and how they might potentially be extended or utilized to support the liaison to the GAC. I certainly want to clarify the last point and or write it differently because we're not expecting ad hoc interaction by these liaisons with the GAC. It's really what we envisage there, I think, and anyone's welcome to correct me if they see differently, but I think what we envisage there is in the event that it's a specialist topic and a specialist knowledge is required, the liaison to the GAC might bring in that PDP liaison to assist with more expert and knowledgeable input. That's what we mean by that last bullet. Next slide.
This is Marika. I had one comment on the language highlighted in red. I think we probably may want to emphasize that, of course, these liaisons, their primary function is actually to be the liaison between the working group and the GNSO Council, and this is maybe a secondary support role they have or a new role that would be added to their responsibility. Because this may make sound to some that this is a completely new thing we're creating. Well, I think we're actually saying these people already exist. It's more that they can serve as a resource to the GNSO liaison to the GAC.
Thanks, Marika. And I think the use of the word primarily is a problem there. So we can tidy up the wording there to make it clear what we mean. Okay. Detail on how this might work in practice. So this is a sort of, in many ways, a copy and paste, these slides from the specification. And I think these can be trimmed down to get the substance of the point across and make them more in a more presentation-friendly format. And I'll work with Marika, I guess, and Manal to tidy this up from that point of view. Next. That's a good point. This seeks support to move ahead with this option. I mean, technically it's not a massive change, but it is a good point. So to the extent that this option is linked to the previous one, it makes sense to seek the formal support. And welcome, Manal. I see you've just joined us in Adobe Connect. I'm not sure if you've got audio at this stage. So there is a note in the chat indicating that you'll need to dial in or be dialed out too.
Jonathan, just a question on this.
David, go ahead.
Do we have we sort of worked out what the details of the process of obtaining that formal support are? Like, we'll be a moving motion in the GNSO Council. We'll be.
It's a really good. It's a good question, that, David. I think the way I've seen it is that what we need to do, and perhaps it's implicit in this, is get the obtain the support via a discussion and no serious objections. There isn't a motion as such to go ahead with the recruitment. What I do think there'll be is a motion to appoint the liaison. So. That's the process that I think we're going to go through rather than having a kind of two-motion process, motion to go ahead and motion to appoint. So there will, I certainly think there's got to be a final gating, which is the motion to appoint, but at this stage there certainly isn't a motion on the table in London, as you'll probably be aware, to go down the route of... It's seen more as a discussion item. Do you have any concerns with that?
Not really, but it would be a good idea to not just... I mean, obviously, We can do all of the move emotion or whatever as a motion of appointment. I think that's reasonable. And at this stage, we should determine what that process of appointment is going to be. Have a formal process where we canvass for potential appointees or what?
it's detailed. Well, it's not immensely detailed. There's a set of proposed of sort of steps in the specification, which is something we should discuss. We're in fairly unusual territory here. I mean, in the sense that please have a look and see what you think, and if you think it can be improved, that's clearly what we should be discussing. And in terms of going into the sort of GNSO-related detail, my expectation, I'm just making sure that this is certainly covered in the Wednesday meeting of the council. I'm not sure if it's covered anywhere. I guess it would be in any preparation discussion for our meeting with the GAC, but the principal place where this is covered is in the Wednesday meeting at this stage. Hey David, does that sort of answer your question and thoughts for now? By all means, look at the specification as it currently stands, which has been in circulation for...
Yeah.
And give any thoughts on that appointment process, if you think we could improve it or without... my concern is that we don't make it unduly complicated, but we've got to make it...
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering, should we be engaging with that in the meetings this week? Like, should we be running the council through what that process is, and should we be doing likewise with the GAC? But I guess we leave that to... we can decide the... We can talk about that GNSO side otherwise, and similarly leave it to the GAC to work on their process.
Yeah, I mean, certainly I think both groups should be, and the intention behind getting the draft specification, which is why I've made a note to make sure that goes to the council, is that should be in circulation ahead of the meeting, and we can highlight that as part of the presentation. If you go back a couple of slides where we say that our intention is to seek support for this, seek to obtain GAC and GNSO approval to proceed with this option, approval of detailed specification. And if you remember on that slide, that's where I said, and the appointment mechanism.
Yes. That's on the GNSO side, I assume. Of course, we need a... the GAC to have also approved the attending meetings and so forth.
Yes, exactly. So that's the purpose of this, is to get this, to both have circulated in advance in writing and then to present it to the combined GAC-GNSO meeting and say, look, this is what's the intention. Speak now, question, comment, give input. And clearly, depending on that input, I mean, I suppose from our group's point of view, we might hope that it is not opposed and it is generally accepted in its current form. But to the extent that there were substantial concerns or opposition, we may have to accept going back and revising the specification and not necessarily getting the approval. But especially given that the GAC is in session, I think it would be highly desirable, and I'm speaking on my own behalf here, I'm open to any other comments on this, but my sense is in particular from a GAC point of view, but almost as much from a GNSO point of view, it would be good to move this to the next step, especially since the idea is to try and have identified and appointed someone by the time the LA meeting comes about, or at least the very latest to appoint them Well, I guess we want to appoint them before the LA meeting so they can travel to the LA meeting.
Yes, well, hopefully well in advance of the LA meeting so that they can be on the same sort of travel schedule as the rest of us.
Yes, exactly. Okay, well, thanks for that. And anything you can do to help either refine and improve the specification or appointment process and or talk with colleagues in the GNSO or the GAC, for that matter, about this would be much appreciated, David.
Mm. Yep, no problem.
Okay, great. Moving... Yeah, thanks for capturing that in the actions there to review the liaison specification and provide any input, update, or to the extent that you believe it's relevant, persuasion of others that this makes sense. All right, let's move on then. Off the next slide, please. And then this is, the, of course, the third area of interaction. And this is really start to talk about how we provide notifications to, at present, really, and recognize that what we're starting to think about is some forms of alternatives, and that, but in particular, when I think in the last bullet, when we talk about further feedback and input from the GAC is desirable in order to expand on this option, I think we're in a sense referring to either anything that comes up in the meeting and in particular the survey. So here's, if we don't do it elsewhere, here's an opportunity to highlight the survey. Yeah, which is what we go on to right away next, which is logical. Exactly. And then the final bullet indicates that having undertaken the survey, we'll further review the results and it'll impact how we deal with early awareness. I mean, my hope, I guess, is that, and I don't know if others of you concur with this, but my hope is that in part by producing the survey, we highlight where notifications take place already, because clearly, we, as we've discussed on a number of occasions, part of this is about awareness of what goes on at present, and part of it is about improving what goes on at present, some sort of combination of the two. Okay. Next slide. Yeah, and just a reminder then of the action there. Next slide. Suzanne, your hand is up. I'm not sure if it was prior on the prior slide or this one, but go ahead in any event.
Thank you, Jonathan. Suzanne here, and apologies. A possibly stupid question, but Marika or Olaf, could you tell me, do we have a time frame for the survey? Because if we do, it would be useful to highlight that, to emphasize, you know, how critical it will be to get GAC members' responses. Obviously, it has to. We need to give people some time after the London meeting, but I just didn't know if we had agreed on a deadline. Thank you.
Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. As far as I'm aware, we haven't set a deadline, and you know, the survey basically remains open as long as we close it. So I think, but I think it's a good suggestion to maybe give people a specific date, and I guess it's, you know, for you to decide what will be reasonable, looking at the workload and time people may take off after the London meeting. What will be a suitable time frame, and based on that, you know, Olaf and I can work together, you know, to at least get a reminder out and in due time for that deadline as a reminder, you know, coming out of London, so people don't forget about it, but still do it in time for, well, we would like to have the results, I guess, as well for us to review as well as a group.
Suzanne?
Thank you again, Jonathan, and thank you, Marika. If I recall from our last sort of midsummer meeting, which was Durban last year, we were setting deadlines for other purposes inside the GAC. And there was a great deal of consternation about any kind of deadline hitting in the during the summer vacation period. So I wonder, one option might be Manal could ask the GAC, you know, is September X, you know, we just pick a date mid-September, is that, can people meet that deadline and then we just commit to it? But I do want to express some hesitation about a summer deadline because my fear is this will simply get put on the back burner. So if we remind people, and we on the GAC side can commit to sending out, you know, follow-up reminders. Thank you.
Okay, Suzanne, that's helpful. Thanks. I mean, I must say, I was expecting one of three possible deadlines to put my cards on the table, either the end of the London meeting. We got this out before the London meeting, so that those that had the opportunity, so either the end of the London meeting, but I understand there's an issue with doing this kind of thing during the meeting, or the end of the week after. However, as Marika points out, some people go away for that, or at least take a break for that in that week after. So my thought is, and I'll put this to the group to think about and see whether you agree or not, is set a deadline of 2 weeks after the end of the London meeting, because I think we want this information pretty soon, and I think it'll go stale. So if that would be the case, it would be pretty much the around about the 5th of July. Now, that beats going into the summer and puts a fairly aggressive deadline on it. What do others think of that? It's a very short and simple survey, I think. So that's really the suggestion that I'll put on the table. Anil, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you, Suzanne, yes, for raising this. It would be hard to set a deadline for the summer, but I think the proposal you made is, I mean, just before people go for the summer vacation. So I think we should give it a try and suggest the 5th of July deadline you're suggesting and see the reaction. I mean, we can then extend a week or so if needed, but I think we should give it a try at least. Thank you.
Thanks, Manal. Olaf?
Yes, thank you. It's probably wiser to realize that, okay, well, all will not fill out that survey anyway, regardless of how long we wait. So what we need is some kind of reasonably good outcome, so we're on stable ground for analyzing it. And I think the Manal suggestion to, okay, on the 5th or the 10th or something, and we have the option, of course, to extend it a little further. We on the Northern Hemisphere, as many of us are, there are vacation periods in the Northern countries, typically starting with the midsummer coming up next week. So, we may want to shift it a little to, the mid or perhaps later part of July, just to be on the safe side from that perspective. Then in many Europeans leave for holidays in August, and that's sort of the main vacation period over here. But, something aiming for a deadline in July, perhaps mid-July, with a possibility of a slight extension to that, depending on what results we have achieved that far, I think would be wise. Thank you.
Thanks, Olaf. I have a suggestion. I mean, a couple of thoughts. One is that, to Suzanne's point, and Suzanne, by all means, respond to this if it's appropriate, but in terms of consultation, I'm wondering how relevant that is in this context, in the sense that this is really about how the GAC members, those individuals, feel about whether they get the information on time and it makes sense and so on. I just wonder how much, once they start to go beyond themselves as GAC reps, how much this will have any meaning to anyone else, but you know, I stand to be sort of informed by you on that. Second, my thought is maybe what we do is we put the 5th of July deadline in there as a kind of, with reasonable intention, but also as a form of straw man. And if people raise up their hands in horror and say, look, this is outrageous, we can't possibly work this deadline or whatever, we know in the back of our minds we could extend it by, let's say, a week or two out till the 12th, 15th, or even a little bit longer than that. So how does that sound as a suggestion? Suzanne?
Thank you, Jonathan. I'm happy to try that, and I don't mean to sound so discouraging. I think there's a larger backdrop here that I believe GNSO is also struggling with. If my reading of the transcript of the most recent SOAC call with Fadi is any guide, there is a bit of a feeling of just work overload. I mean, I think we're all in triage mode trying to establish priorities and then trying to have sufficient time to tackle the questions. My fear is we need to refresh people's memories, and apologies, because this is just the way of bureaucrats, because their day jobs are filled with other issues and other work and other deadlines. So at home, the first step would be to remind people this is the nature of the current sort of notification system. This is how it currently works. This is what you currently get. We need you to give us feedback as to how helpful that is. For some countries, they have elaborate, I know we certainly do in the United States. I am part of a very, very, very elaborate consultation process internally. So depending on the substance, it isn't just a question of whether this particular form of notification is helpful per se. It's also what do colleagues need in order to assess what our next step might be. So I was just expressing that kind of hesitation that this might take more time. I have no problem, however, following your lead with that tack of let's ask for July 5, and if everybody rolls their eyes and says, what are you, crazy, we then shift to the 15th or the 18th, stressing that it's really important to sort of get this first step done so that in the interim period we can consider, well, if this isn't useful, what would be? What do people need in order to determine whether their country has an interest and whether we think there's a public policy angle? Thank you. Sorry for being so wordy.
Thanks, Suzanne. That's pretty clear. Just for the avoidance of doubt, you know, I absolutely must stress I'm fully respectful of the need to consult, and I understand the subtleties there. And the only question was whether how much it was necessary on this particular point. But I understood you clearly, and I'm sure others did as well. So that's helpful. Thanks, Suzanne. Avery.
Hi, thanks. Yeah, I have one issue on any comment period we go into with almost a pre-accepted notion that we're going to extend it. I tend to think that, A, that has trained everybody in a really bad policy of waiting until the last minute because you believe it's going to be extended. I think that if up front, as Susan was saying, that we can see clearly that we would need more time, and while this was a very important issue, it isn't one with an impending clock of some other precipitating events. I think it might be better to just, in the first place, in this first instance of getting people to think and talk about this at a deeper level, it might be good to do the longer period up front. But then there is this issue of the termination date, the end date of a comment period that serves as a reminder that one really has to do it. So if we do it longer, I do recommend that you know, we make sure that we've sent reminders out along the way. But if we think we're going to make it later, I think we should just make it later. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery. Just to be crystal clear, make sure this is only for the survey. This isn't commenting on anything else.
Yeah, I understood that.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks, Avery. My preference is still to, and I'll be guided by you, I'll seek one more round of guidance here. My personal preference is still to force a date on it, because I sort of feel that if we, and I know we're not disagreeing on a date, it's really just how close that date is. And my temptation is to stick with an earlier date, not to say every week we're determined to extend that, but actually we will extend it only if we get feedback that this is insufficient time to do it. How does that sound? Are we okay with that? Or do you feel that every suggestion to go with a later date, no matter what, is the right thing to do? I welcome any support for either. So I guess we're flitting between saying that essentially a week or so after the close of... When is the 5th at the moment? The 5th is it 1 week after? Perhaps we could go as far as 2 weeks after, which is the 12th, and that kind of accommodates everyone. So we set a date of the 12th and say a survey completed by the 12th. It gives a little more time. It gives 2 weeks after the meeting and puts a firm deadline on it. I'm proposing the 12th as some sort of compromise of what we've discussed along the way here. Or not? Go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yes, I think 1 week after would be very tight, would be a very tight deadline. 2 weeks would make more sense. If we go to the very latest deadline, it won't really benefit unless people are really planning to submit something and they missed to do so. So I think if we agree on like 2 weeks and propose this during the meeting, unless people ask for otherwise, then it would be good to stick to the 2 weeks. And then, like Avery mentioned, we can send an alert before 1 week, maybe before the deadline or so, and see how people would react. I mean, as you mentioned, it's a small survey, so if people are intending to fill this, they will have the opportunity to do so, or at least they can request to have a little bit more time to do so, and we can play it by ear then. But we cannot predict this up front and set a deadline that would suit everyone. I mean, we have to go by one deadline and then see what will happen. And this is the deadline we are going to convey during the meeting. And by circulating the alerts, we can see how things are progressing. If people are really rushing to fill in the survey and the deadline is keeping them, then we can play it by ear and extend it a little bit. But otherwise, as Olof mentioned, we cannot really expect that every single GAC member is going to fill the survey. Thank you.
I guess that's the other classic thing. We have a test where it's all very well setting a deadline. It's what do we consider a sort of success rate that's sufficient to close the survey. I will have to touch on that at the time. I mean, it's very difficult to know what level of participation we'll get. So, but sure enough, if we don't put a deadline on it, we can guarantee that we'll produce a lower response rate than putting a deadline on. So let's work with a deadline as we've discussed. As Avery's suggestion of 20%. Thanks, Avery. But let's do that, and we'll put a threshold then and see where we get to. Waiting for additional typing in the chat. Okay, so I think we're more or less in agreement on that, with a 12th deadline, with an understanding that should the response rate be too low, which we haven't yet quantified exactly, although we have a suggestion that might be around 20%, we just have to decide what is a satisfactory response rate for us to either close the survey or extend it, but we can come to that as we go. Now, the next part of the slide deck moves on to work track two and talks about the phases, the different phases of the current PDP, and our initial work focusing on phases, on the early phases of the PDP, that's one and two. Let's page through to the next slide then. And so really our objective here is to make the GAC aware of all the existing mechanisms and provide input in a timely way. Suzanne.
Thank you, Jonathan. I did have a question, and forgive me for perhaps not knowing this as well as I should as a member of this working group. Is it possible on the second bullet, is there a timeline, a traditional timeline for issue reports, preliminary issue reports? Because this is, that would be our first step, unless I'm mixing my steps up.
Yeah, Marika will respond to that, I think.
Yeah, this is Marika. So staff prepares the preliminary issue report for public comment, and staff usually has 45 days for that, which can be extended upon the request from staff to the Genius or Council or the requester. Then it's published for public comment, and for that we basically follow the current rules, which is a 21 plus 21. I think the PDP manual officially prescribes a minimum of 30 days, but I think we basically run the current model, and I think I've seen that the proposal is that to change that in the near future to a minimum of 40 days. So that's basically, I think, the time frame. After the 40 days, we close the public comment forum. Staff will review the input received, and depending on the number of comments received, you know, we can either turn out pretty quickly in a week or so to have a revised our final issue report with the report of public comments, or a little bit more. I think, again, the PDP manual describes that ideally it should be submitted within the latest 30 days, but most of the times I think we are able to turn it around a bit quicker. So that's, I think, that the typical time frames, the publication of the preliminary issue report for public comment is currently managed.
So, Suzanne, are you thinking we should try and convey those existing timescales in here, or just indicate that there are specific timescales?
Well, however we... thank you, Jonathan. Suzanne again. I do think it would be useful to convey, because we are trying to focus people's attention on these very first two steps, yes? And so I think it's important for them to know that there's a window of opportunity here, and they need to know what the parameters are. So if we're going to start focusing people's attention, you know, via the survey, okay, you currently get these notifications. They do not appear to be triggering the kind of proactive response that we would like to see. So we're going to work on that. What will it take? But by the way, in the meantime, we on the GAC side have to be mindful of and to respect that there are parameters here. There are time frames that we need to respect. I just don't know how well that is understood. And so I think it's useful to draw it out in some way, shape, or form, whether it's at this bullet or, you know, there are some other slides further on and when we talk about the phases. So I'm agnostic as to where it goes. I do think we need to have some hint of what the parameters are time-wise. Thank you.
Very good point, and it enables us to do what we've talked about as well, which is balancing the perception in all of this that, which we talked about on our last call, that part of this is about the GAC responding more effectively to existing mechanisms, and part of it is the GNSO potentially being willing to modify either mechanisms or responses to mechanisms or responses to responses. And
right.
It's a sort of, it's the whole give and take dialogue.
Yeah.
All right. I'm mindful of the time, and in particular that I know various of you probably have other commitments after this. So, thanks for noting that on the actions, and part of that as well is Marika is just annotating the presentation and just making sure that we review, we'll have to review this presentation and go through it, try and refine it, and tidy it up. So our next one looks at the GNSO PDP diagram, and this really just highlights the phases of a typical PDP and showing that really what we're doing here is really highlighting the early phases in particular. Yeah, that's perfect. That graphic is neat there. It shows very clearly why we're focusing on this, because the whole theory of this is early engagement and potentially being involved before the train leaves the station, so to speak. Okay, next. And then we go on in detail to talk about phase one and Suzanne.
Thank you again, Jonathan, and apologies for chiming in so often. Marika, this is actually a very minor point, but I anticipate that it might be useful to clarify. As you've pointed out here quite correctly, any advisory committee can request an issue report. I think you might want to also include if my understanding is correct, the board can also request one, or the GNSO self-initiates. It's probably useful to lay out all of the options, just so people know what the drill is. Thank you.
I agree with that point. It's a good one, Suzanne. It's setting it in the context and how these PDPs initiate. Yeah, and timing as well is another point, Marika, so you've made in the chat. Let's move on to the next slide. There. Just noting Avery's point in the chat that on the initiation of an issues report, the board can effectively command the initiation rather than request the initiation, or just work on an issues report. Suzanne, your hand is up on, is it to deal with phase two, or is that the previous hand?
No, it's phase two, but I would like to, that's useful to know, Avery. I had no idea. So I just think it's helpful for people to get sort of the landscape there. Minor suggestion that DT, I assume, is a drafting team, if we could spell out the acronym. And then a charter is for a working group. That's a question on my part. If it is, then maybe we want to spell that out too. Minor points. Thank you.
Very good point, Suzanne. It's all about clarity and effectiveness of communication, and the point's well taken, and certainly I would hope we'd catch these on a review of the presentation, but sort of polish, but good point. Next, please. And here we look at these ideas, and we need to make it very, very clear that these are simply concepts that the group has come up with, but we welcome any input on whether any of these look particularly attractive or make sense. Next slide, please. And here, of course, we provide a nice set of links to all of the work of the group and what's been going on and where we are. Next, please.
That's it.
Okay, so what we need here then is a looking forward. I think that's the final slide we need, looking ahead, where we intend to go, a kind of summary stroke looking ahead slide. Excuse me. Because it's clear that we'll need to say where we intend to go and just remind of the key decisions that need to be taken. All right, well, having worked through that, I feel better about that. It's really helpful to get the comments and input. Of course, there's still an opportunity to provide final input on list, but I think it's incumbent on myself, Maria, and Marika, and Oliver Manal now to polish this up. We'll do so as the presentation team. And I know that Suzanne at least offered. I don't know quite how we're going to do this. I think the way we may want to do it, and I'll be guided by you as well, we may want to highlight who the members of the groups are, in particular the team leads, and just there may be, I don't know quite how we should do this, but one option is that we give the presentation as perhaps Manal and myself with opportunities for specific input or comment during the course of the presentation from the team leads, or if anyone's got a better or different idea, please feel free to suggest it. I know Marika's got to go now, and we are hitting the top of the hour, but I'm open to how this is presented or what we do, providing we get the material polished up and in shape. If anyone would like to volunteer or feels particularly strongly that they'd like to, for example, one option might be to present the different tracks, but let's pick that up online or feel free to drop a note on or to the list as we refine this presentation over the next few days. But my feeling is this is going to be the substance of the meeting between the GNSO and the GAC. There'll be some other smaller items that need to be covered, but this is going to dominate. We've got an hour slot, and I expect this to take at least 30 minutes, if not 45, in order to give proper participation. Thank you, Suzanne, for that support in the chat about working with us in whatever mechanics we think is best for getting the material across. Any other final comments or points? Good. Well, thank you. Everyone's had some input today and contribution, which is great to see and much appreciated. I know in particular this week feels busy, so thanks. I feel that was a useful session. I feel confident with the presentation material that we can get it to a final state in advance of our meeting on the weekend. Good. I think we're done then, unless there's any last comments. Good. Thank you all. We'll call the meeting to a close at that point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Good travels,
bye.
Everybody.
Yes, we'll see
you
shortly.
Thank you very much, Louise. You may now stop the recording. Thank you.